This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. A key study is showing the first one-shot COVID-19 vaccine is effective against fighting the coronavirus. We get more from AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
Johnson & Johnson says preliminary findings suggest its single-dose vaccine may not be as strong as the two-dose version from Pfizer and Moderna. But in a world struggling for pandemic relief, Matt Hepburn, the government's vaccine response leader, says the trade-off may be acceptable with a single shot that's easier to store.
Simple is beautiful.
Johnson & Johnson says it'll seek emergency use authorization in the U.S. within a week. It's not saying how many doses could be ready if federal sign off, but it does expect to supply 100 million doses by June. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The European Union has introduced tighter rules on exports of coronavirus vaccines that could hit shipments to nations like the United Kingdom amid a deepening dispute with drug maker AstraZeneca over supplies of potentially life-saving shots. The measure created an outcry in Northern Ireland Friday, as well as the UK, amid fears it would trigger controls on vaccine shipments produced in the 27-nation bloc to the small territory that's part of the United Kingdom and borders the EU island. Under the post-Brexit deal, EU products should still be able to travel unhindered from the bloc to Northern Ireland. The EU later made clear it will not introduce controls on vaccines in Northern Ireland. Meanwhile, WHO officials were speaking after the European Commission said it had agreed to a plan to control exports of the vaccines. Mike Ryan, the WHO top emergency expert, told the briefing, also attended by a midwife from Pakistan and Uganda, that people had to think of frontline colleagues like them. This is VOA News. The administration of U.S. President Joe Biden says that it's going to revamp and enhance diplomacy toward Iran. AP correspondent Ben Thomas explains.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says restoring limits on Iran's nuclear program is a top priority, and that means getting back to diplomacy that can put the program in a box. Then he says the Biden administration can turn to reining in Iran's regional ambitions. Speaking at an event hosted by the U.S. Institute of Peace, Sullivan says Iran's other bad behavior is going to have to be addressed, but a critical early priority to be to deal with what he calls an escalating nuclear crisis as Iran moves closer to having enough fissile material for a weapon. Ben Thomas, Washington.
AP correspondent Jackie Quinn tells us the U.S. House Sergeant-at-Arms is now providing additional security for lawmakers by posting Capitol Police officers at airports and rail stations when lawmakers are traveling.
The 535 members of Congress travel frequently between their home districts and the U.S. Capitol. Many have said they feel vulnerable, and there have been encounters, like Senator Mitt Romney being swarmed by a crowd after he criticized Donald Trump. Lawmakers are being told that they can use their campaign funds to set up home security systems and can use office funds to buy bulletproof vests.
That is AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reporting. White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki told reporters Friday that U.S. President Joe Biden called on Russian President Vladimir Putin to release jailed Kremlin critic of Alexei Navalny. This was during their phone call this week. Biden pressed Putin on a number, including Navalny. Psaki repeated previously stated comments that Biden did not hold back in conveying his concerns about the actions of the Russian government in that call. She also said that a review of a number of concerning actions by Russia is currently underway, and that Biden reserves a right to respond to Russia in the manner of his choosing and the time of his choosing. Italy's rightist opposition parties called for early elections Friday as the way to solve the country's political crisis following the resignation of the prime minister, Giuseppe Conte. Conte, now acting as caretaker, was unseated when the former premier, Matteo Renzi, withdrew his Italia Viva party from the coalition, depriving it of its parliamentary majority and throwing Italy into a political limbo during the coronavirus crisis. A league leader told reporters that they confirmed to the president that the requests that he consider the option of dissolving parliament and calling elections. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.